Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here with the Coaches Show this morning. Actually, it's going to be a very shortened Coaches Show. We will be talking with Lisa Johnson, the head coach of the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows here in a little bit. We talked with Barry Bessonen, the head basketball coach at Lacapral Valley, Dylan Erickson, the Lacapral Valley girls basketball coach, and Ross Jurgensen, the wrestling coach, and introduced the teams last Saturday on the Coaches Show. So with the bad weather that we had later in the week here, nothing really to report on. So we're going to introduce the Shadows team to you this morning with Lisa Johnson. And then shortly before 10 o'clock, we will have Team United Wrestling action rescheduled from Thursday. Team United Wrestling hosting from Dawson Boyd High School this morning, KMS in Quad County. Team United will take on KMS at 10 o'clock this morning. You can hear that right here on Q92. Danny Lee will be broadcasting with me. I'll be broadcasting my first wrestling match in 20 years. We'll see how that goes. So we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll hear from Lisa Johnson, the Shadows head coach from the two-time defending state champions, Shadows, right after this. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to talk with Lisa Johnson, the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be back.
Yeah. Two-time defending state champions, too. You got to still like that, right?
Got to still like that, yes. At least for another month or so.
Yep.
Or yep. Maybe we'll get a whole year. Who knows?
I really like the new signs that went up outside of Dawson. That was... Let everybody know that the dance is king around here.
Yeah, they look really nice. Really, really nice.
Yep. Well, it's a new year, and you're looking forward, and I know you've been working hard. The dance team has been working very hard, haven't they?
We have, yeah. We actually started for 1 week in November before the governor's pause, so we had one full week of practice before we got shut down. So we went to work. We learned almost all of our whole entire kick routine. And then during the pause, we, you know, did virtual practices and kept working on it. So when we got back last week, we were able to kind of kick it into high gear.
Okay.
So it was a different experience because we've never known a routine without the formations. So now this last 2 weeks, we've worked on formations, but we already knew all the dancing stuff. So it's kind of a backwards way of learning it, but it worked well. We're in good shape right now.
Okay. Let's back up a little bit, Lisa, and maybe tell our listeners, how do you come up with the routines? When does the season start? I know when you got your crown state champions last year, the next day you're probably planning for next year, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
How does that all work?
We get to work. We kind of start the uniform and how we're going to design both jazz and kick. Right away in March of last year we started, and we picked music, and we picked we designed our uniforms. And so it's kind of a fun process. The captains are really involved, and we have to get all the approval for them because they're the most important. So, so this year we're doing two really fun themes. Not really themes, but songs. We're going to do, for kick, we're going to do an Avril Lavigne mix. So it's fun. It's really upbeat and kind of crazy. And so that's been fun. And then for jazz, we're doing a classic that you will like, Paul.
Okay.
Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, one of my favorite songs, Lisa.
Really? Oh, you'll enjoy that then. Hopefully you'll get to watch this year.
All right. Yeah, I will. Believe me. All right. Hey, why don't you introduce your team to us then?
Sure. Well, we have 24 girls on our varsity team. And they are Caitlin Ashling, Caitlin Baird, Paige Klassen, Haley Coyle, Annika Fernholz, Kendall Fransky, Lexi Glegley, Anna Hasted, Bella Jacobs, Grace Johnson, Regan Martinson, Brandy Meyer is a new eighth grader on our team, Reese Mitchell, Peyton Moe, Ella Mork, Michaela Munsterman. Hannah Oy is also a new 8th grader on our team. Emerson Olson is a new 9th grader. Paris Ricky, who is a new student as well. Riley Swatsky, Landry Schmidt, Atiana Speck, Ellie Stratmone, and Emily Torstensen are the 24 varsity dancers.
Okay. And your coaches this year, Lisa?
Yeah, Sarah Norman is back with me on varsity. And then for JV, we have Bailey Bauman. She is back for a second year. And Ellie Jacobs is starting her first year. And Shelby Half is back. She took a year off from coaching the JV, and now we're excited to have her back. She's got a lot of experience, and she graduated from our team. So they're all three doing a fabulous job with the JV.
Who are the captains this year, Lisa?
Our captains this year are Kendall Fransky, Grace Johnson, Riley Swatsky, Michaela Munsterman, and Ella Mork.
Okay, yeah, those girls have a lot of experience, don't they?
A lot of experience, yeah. Most of them have been dancing since their 7th and 8th grade year.
I got to ask you, what's it like to have your daughter Grace as a senior this year?
Well, it's not really doesn't really feel real yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be hard. If we don't get a full season, it's going to be pretty tough on our family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Grace is most of those girls, I think, been dancing since 7th or 8th grade, haven't they?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So
it's a big group. There's 8 seniors this year, and they're just as talented and dedicated and as the last year's 10 seniors. So we're going to lose 18 pretty phenomenal dancers in 2 years.
Yeah. You graduated how many seniors last year? That was a good large group too, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 10 of them last year.
Ooh, 10 of them, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Let's talk about the competitions then. I gather they're going to look a lot different this year.
Yeah, this year our competitions, it'll just be tri meets. If it's a Saturday, we can have more than 3 teams, but each squad of 3 will be cleared out of the school before the second and third squads can come.
Okay.
So the high school leaguers rule is you can only have 3 schools in a school at a time.
Oh, wow.
So they'll compete, and then those 3 teams will leave. The next 3 will come. They'll compete. Those 3 will leave, and then 3 new ones can come. So it's a longer day for the judges, but it's a pretty short day for us that are used to 10-hour competition days. So it's going to be a big change for the girls.
Wow. Yeah, that is really different.
Yeah, very.
So how about the crowd then? What's allowed for crowd?
Well, we're allowed 150, but there's 3 teams, so it's about 50 per team.
Oh.
And we have 49 dancers, so not even our moms and dads can come. It's just 1 per dancer right now.
Wow,
and
like so 1 parent.
1 parent per dancer, because there's 49 of us. So we're hoping as the season goes on that can get changed and upped a little bit, but we're happy to be dancing. And so if we can only have 49 fans there, we'll still give it our all for those 49 fans.
Right. I know on basketball, the kids have to wear masks while competing. Do the dancers have to do that too?
We do.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. That's been a struggle for us. I'm sure it is for other sports too, but breathing through those masks when you are, you know, pretty tired, it's going to be a change for them. So we've been working hard on that the last 2 weeks, is to really keep that mask up and stay safe and stay our 6 feet apart. But we're happy to be together, so we're not complaining.
There you go. Yeah, facial expressions are a big part of the routine, aren't they?
That will be different. We've talked a lot the last 2 weeks about dancing and with your eyes, which is completely different than we've ever done before. So
Right. We'll
see how it goes. It'll be interesting to see on Monday how we're scored in that category, because there is a whole category on the score sheet about facials and your facial expressions and how you execute, you know, your body language. So it'll be interesting to see how the judges are going to score that with our masks on.
Okay. They put a little more makeup on around the eyes.
Yes, we did talk about that as well.
Oh, really?
We darken up our eyes a little bit.
See, I know something about dance.
Yeah, but we'll save on lipstick.
Yeah, save on lipstick, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the girls, I bet you're just happy to be together and just practicing together and just being together.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a, you know, working at the school and working with these girls during distance learning and during the governor's shutdown, I saw a big change in the girls. I saw, you know, these happy, go-lucky girls. It got bad for a while,
yep.
And it was tough for them. So when we got to come back on Monday, it was pretty phenomenal.
Good.
And even in the last week and a half, these girls are back to their old selves. They're back at school. They're back with their friends, and that means a lot to them. So they're working hard to stay safe and stay the 6 feet and the masks and all of that, because they know what it's like to not have that. So they're working hard to keep this going.
Okay. I don't know if you have your schedule in front of you or not, but what's your schedule look like, Lisa?
Well, we are competing on Monday in Montevideo against Montevideo in ACGC. And then the following week on the 25th, we're going to YME to go against YME and Bold. And that will be our only times we get to compete against Monty and Bold through the season. The rest of our meets are the next four Saturdays, and that's a rotating with the Camden Conference. So it'll be two sites with six teams at each site, and that'll rotate. We are actually hosting on the 30th at Lacaparle for us and five other teams.
Mm.
And so we wish that was open to the public, because it's so fun for the public to come and watch those other teams. But so we'll go four Saturdays in a row, and then the hope is on March 6th we will have sections. And then we are patiently waiting to hear from the high school league on what the state tournament could look like if we are able to do that the second week in March. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Sections are in Montevideo again, or?
Yes, that's the plan right now on March 6th.
Okay. I got it in my calendar.
Yeah, we're hoping we can have a few more fans and things start to open up as the COVID numbers go down. So we're hopeful.
Yeah, I suppose you probably lost count, but how many section championships or runners-up has Lacaparle Valley Dawson Boys Shadows done in the past years?
Oh,
just about every year.
I have lost count, but let me tell you, it doesn't ever get old. So we're working hard. I feel really confident in these two routines and the girls we have, and our rookies have stepped up to a level where their seniors were that left us. So we're pretty proud. And if we get a chance at the section tournament and the state tournament, we're ready to go for the three-peat. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Real good, Lisa. Appreciate the report on the Shadows. And we'll probably talk to you next Saturday then.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. That's Lisa Johnson, the head coach of the Lacaparle Valley Dawson Boyd State Champion Shadows. And we'll take a break and come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this. And that'll wrap up our shortened Coach's Show this morning. And you really can tell Coach Johnson is really excited about the Shadows season this year. Just a reminder, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, we have wrestling action. Team United opening up their season with a triangular with KMS and Quad County. Danny Lee will be joining me from Dawson Boyd High School a little before 10 o'clock with the Subway pre-match show, I should say. So Team United Wrestling coming up shortly. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Show. Tune in next Saturday for another Coach's Show.